You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Balunim al Shulchan Aruch and Stam Yenam, Taz, Shach, maybe. And then we'll go to Reb Moshe's tshuva. You wanted a tshuva on the blended, on the whiskeys. Yes. So we'll go through that shaila. You know who wanted a very interesting history of the blended shaila? Because Tights, he gave a hechsher on these whiskeys. So he wanted to aser it. So he kept up fighting Reb Moshe, you know, to try to find the surim. So he needs a hechsher. Of course, Reb Moshe Kadaka wouldn't budge. You know, Reb Moshe held its mutter, and he... But he gives four reasons to be machmer. We'll go through the sugya a little bit. Stam yenam shel ovdei kochavim. Tamar kochavim asa banah avudim lemagam b'yayin shelonim. This is the facts of the Gemara, like the Gra says all over the Masechta. Stam yenam shel amamim ovdei kochavim asa banah avudim lemagam b'yayin shelonim. If they touch b'yayin shelonim. It's a gzera. The Ramah learned it's a gzera. We'll see in the Taz. It's not so posh. He says it's a gzera. Yayin shenisnas leilim. Uvizman hazeh shenushchiach sheumos menaschem lozkachem. Zok the Ramah, nowadays, that it's not so shchiach sheumos menaschem lozkachem. Yesh oimim, the lozkachem yayin shalonu, eno asabano, rak b'shtia. It's only Asar Banoah, it's not Asar Banoah because the Gzera doesn't pass today, because it's very low Shchiach, the Goyim don't do Yayin Nesek. So Yeshim Demagvacham Yayin Shalonin, Asar Banoah, and continue, you know, underneath Rak Beshtia, the Ramah continues on the other side, Rak Beshtia. It's only Asar Beshtia. V'chein Stam Yayin Shalahem, not only if a guy touches that wine, v'chein stam yayin shalem, guy is a bottle of wine, in us lehanos mimen. It's just the Ramah continues on the next, you know, the other side is on the bottom. V'chein stam yayin shalem, guy is a wine, in us lehanos mimen, v'chein mutal legavos b'chovo us, b'chovo. In other words, if it's us about no midor reis, so you can't have any hanah from it. But they say that nowadays, yayin is muta ba'anah, so muta l'gavus b'chovah min al-chacham stam yena. In other words, if a guy owes you money, you can use it to collect it, davi k'matzel miyada. Now, why do you need this heter? Why do you need this heter? Because it's l'chatchila. We'll soon see, maybe l'chatchila you shouldn't do it, but you're going to lose your money. The only way to collect is from the Geisha wine, so you can drink it, but you can have hanah from it.
Can we say that the original gezeira was built in, that when it doesn't apply?
Okay, so we'll see in the Taz that. We'll talk about, yes, well, the Taz sort of talks about that. We'll see that in the Taz. Of lechatchila, that's what he says. Lechatchila, osa leknos lemochrok, the sakaba. Don't make a business with Geisha wine. Now why? Now why is lechatchila osa? So the pshat is of lechatchila. I don't have the gra here. I cut out the gra, but the reason they say is, why is it lechatchila? So the reason is because some people told it's asabanah. It's only mekel b'di'evit. Mekel b'di'evit with this svara. But lechatchila, you shouldn't go and do it. Then he says v'yesh makilim gambazeh. Some people are makel, so there were yidn who dealt in business, you know, yidn need parnasa.
Liquor store.
Yeah, so wine, you can sell goyish and wine. Yeah, I'm saying wine store, liquor store. You can sell to goyim, goyish and wine, according to this shita, v'yesh makilim gambazeh, v'toiv la'achmir. Doesn't say it's us. So Ramah, just toiv la'achmir, just a toiv la'achmir. Okay. Now, look at the Taz. Very interesting Taz. The Taz, or is it the Shach? I can't even, is it the Shach or the Taz? It's the Shach. It's the Shach. It was the inside track. It's the Shach. Pirish.
Inside is the Taz.
So why is it on the bottom? The outside is the Taz. Why is it backwards on the bottom?
I don't know.
It's a mistake. Usually the Taz is on the, I'm confused now. It's the end of the bottom and I crossed it, you know, whatever, and I printed it on. Anyway,
I thought. These were side by side pages.
One in the front and one in the back. No,
it's front and back.
Yeah. Shum Xeris Yainas. Pirish. Hi, my. I wanted to call you. I think you should.
Sorry,
it's 8:30. You know,
I just couldn't come.
Okay. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Chaim. We're learning the Shulchan Aruch at Stam Yeinam. We said, Chaim, that today, Ramah says, today that Goyim don't menasech, so it's mutter b'hanah, yayin of a Goy. Since they don't nasech. You know why it's not mutter b'shtiyah? Remember, you have to remember the Taisan Chavtes. It's not mutter b'shtiyah because of Naseyim. See, Naseyim is only the reason it's also b'shtiyah. But Hanah is Altsei Nesach, so that Gzera doesn't apply today. So look what the Taz of the Shach says on the top of the right column. Mishum Gzera Siyai Nesach, Pirish, Mishum Benoseim Asu B'Shtia. This is like we studied in Taisus. We always go back to that Taisach of Testament Beis, the first Taisus in the Sugya. Pirish, Mishum Benoseim Asu B'Shtia. Because of Benoseim, they ask B'Shtia. But no, same, you have to ask about knowledge, just stay away. You know, you don't want to drink with the goyim, so you shouldn't intermarry. Chas v'shalom. U'mishum gzeres ya'nesech, so afana, like Taisa said on Chav Tesemet Beis. U'fi tamze, yesheter achshav. So according to this time, by the way, you know, Svardim, al-char not mekel, it's the Ramah, it's the Machaba. This is for Ashkenazim. We can, the Sephardim, they seem to paskin like the Mechaber. No, I don't know if they make them. Ufitam ze yishet ha'achshav k'dmasik. That came she'yanayin nesach gomer shchiach beinenu. Since there's no nayin nesach gomer shchiach beinenu, batal hatam, the tam of the gzeira is batal, v'hutra gzeira. Ooh. So, the he seems to be saying, well, when the time is bottled, the gzeira is bottled. V'chasil rashbam shemei v'yator. Chayin zamin gabi giloi. Yayin mekulim. Now, la'niyas daiti, this is not such a correct susht, la'niyas daiti. See, he says, just like mayim mekulim, today we're mekel, means there are no snakes. See, if the time, it's arrived, the time is bottled. So, I mean, Taisus, you know, we're going to soon discuss that. We'll see Taisus Bates in a minute. But, so, I think it's the Shach or the Taz is saying that, just like Beelzebub called the Zion. Ah, but there's another way to say it. Gzeira. We're saying it's a Gzeira of Yayin Nesach. Of Alefima Shekos Vatur Bereisha. Not a gzeira of Yayin Nesach. Hatam came in Yayin Nesach Gomas Bano, Osu Stam Yenim Kilu Vade Nesnasech, Velo Mishum Gzeira. You're a lumdis. No. It's a takana. They, since Yayin Nesach Zosim Bano, so they made Stam Yenim like Yayin Nesach. They made it like Yayin Nesach. It's not a gzeira. It's not
Gzeira. Doing that is not like a
Gzeira? No.
Like
no, it's a takana. A Gzeira means if you do this, you may do that. Gzeira means if you do X. Now, I always think, see, I was very excited with this Shach because I always thought all the Rabbanans are that way, like Gzeiras. But you see in the Rambam, there's takanas, Gzeiras, Minhagim, they're all types of the Rabbanans. So the Shach is very lumped the Shach. He's missing, I didn't chop this in the daf. I didn't speak this out.
It. They made it suffix like a vada. It is a suffix. It's but definitely see, a suffix. It's a suffix because Stam Yenom is a suffix. You don't know what they did with it. But they made it like a vada. So it's not called a gzera. This is just they treated it as such a chomer dicker thing.
See, I hear what you're saying, Svi, but I don't know if you're right. He doesn't say that. No, but see, Svi is admitting takana, but he's saying the reason is because it's a suffix ayanessa. That's what I don't like what you're saying.
No, he's right.
See, why did they do it?
Takana, they treated this suffix like a vada.
Yeah, but I don't like the way you're saying it's suffix like a vada. Let me tell you the way I would say it.
How is it different than a
gzeira? Gzeira means if you it's a gzeira. If you drink stamenum, you drink ayanessa. A gzeira. No. If you do this, so he says, if it's a gzeira, the gzeira doesn't apply today. But if it's a takana, kivin shaynesagam asbana, asu, let's read it again. Kivin shaynesagam asbana, asu, stam yenam, kilu vadin nesnasech. Asu stam yenam. They made stam yenam. You know what the reason is, Svi? Should I tell you the reason? Not me suffering. Not like Rashi and Avodah Zarah Chavtesh. Bin Oseya. In other words, because of Bin Oseya, they gave stam yenam a din, a takon, it's like Yayin Nesa.
Since it's also ready anyway.
They're asking it, that's Bin Oseya.
It's also to drink it, as Ben Hussein.
So they gave it a din. They made it a din of Yanas, not a gzeira. A gzeira means if you'll do this, you'll come to that. So this Lamda Shach is saying, if it's also gzeira, then you can say, oh, butla gzeira.
It turns out it's a taz, I think. You know why? Because if you look at the letters, with the parentheses, it looks like the tazes.
You mean the takas?
If you look at the shach,
Right. That's so confusing. Yeah. Yes, it's the taz. I thought it was the taz. When I prepared the shir, in my head it was the taz. But I got mixed up. That's on the wrong side. But you're right. That's a good right. You know what I was going to do? I was going to run and get a shulchan aruch. We have shulchan aruchs here. You're right. Yeah, it's the taz. I remembered it was the taz. But yeah. Okay. So look what he says. The See, if it's a takana, so then you don't say, well, the reason is void. He's making a chiluk between a takana and a gzera. If it's a takana, so it doesn't matter what the reason means. When it's a gzera, we say, oh, if the gzera doesn't pass, then the gzera, you don't answer it. So min achlatiru, dein shaykh lemaze batal hatam. And this, it's not shaykh to say batal hatam, it's a takana. Ad kan shabi, ad kan shabi because of tur. Aval rashbam, the tam beis yosef aloshen aval. See, the beis yosef didn't chap the shaykh, the chap. He doesn't hold of it, probably. She says, the beis yosef is an aval. Fimash semnicha. In other words, he's saying avol means that this one writes it's a gzeira, so today can be mutter. But if you hold it, it's a takana like the Lashna Tor. That's why he says avol Rashbam kasav. So what is basically what is avol? So the Taz is making a whole pilpul from that word avol that it's totally what the Rabbanu was a gzeira takana. Fimash shavti nicha ken kasav digmei yoshev nira. Mashes kozat tur machmiro. Less, mechmira lesser, just say mechmira lesser. Kiva mazet, daf she'en, shaykh mazet, zera klal. It's not shaykh, zera klal. Dim shum na sem pshita lo gazba, fim shum en esach, huk zera choka biyayin shalano. It's a zera choka, ma'am shalano, nimtza, what's going on here, nimtza, go to the taz, and now we know it's the taz, nimtza, So again, he's explaining the task. If it's mitzad chumra, the rabbis made this chumra that should be treated like Yayin Nesach, then it's also today. But if you hold of Ashbam, this field mitzad gzeiru isar, so then there's no shaykh the gzeira, mutter. Because the Beis Yosef, the Achshev Shekhov Makrivo, Kameh Utzchav. The Beis Yosef writes, now the Goyim Makrivo Kameh Avutzchav. They pour wine, does the church do this? They pour wine, Makrivo Kameh Avutzchav, flow Shafkeke Derech Nisach Pnim. Is that what he means? Makrivo kamil chum lo shavche. They don't pour it. Lo mikri rak takruvas alod
yischaram. They raise the cup.
Yeah, it's called takruvas. It's not called the ayin nesach. Lo nesach umiyu.
They drink it.
Hanu Yevani. He talks about the Greeks. You want to know about blended whiskeys?
Yeah.
Okay, we're still learning Shulchan Aruch. Now we're not up to the Chuvis, Rav Moshe's Chuvis yet. So he says, we're doing the Taz on the bottom. You have two sheets there, the Shulchan Aruch, the front sheet. So we're doing the end of that Taz. Hanu Yevanim, the Greeks, lo shasul chamra, asher komer v'zeh kolem mayim shalem. They don't drink wine until they pour some, what do they call it again, when they pour the water, they won't drink the wine unless they pour, what's that called when they pour water on people? There's a name for that.
Holy water, it's not baptism.
They have to baptize the wine, baptism, that's correct. Baptism. The Greeks, they had a thing that they wouldn't drink the wine. That's already nisach. Why? Zokal yamayim. Yeshen zelo hayrak taruvus mayim asurim v'avli mayim biyayin. The bottle. It's not the wine. It's the water. The water is bottled in the wine. Okay. So, but we just learned this amazing lumdis, fascinating lumdis. We just learned that. See, the Ramah says that today they asid stam yeinam b'hanah. They asid stam yeinam b'hanah. Why? So there's two ways to learn. Either it's a gzeira of Yayin Nesach. Either it's a gzeira, Ashbam seems to learn that way. It's a gzeira of Yayin Nesach. It's a gzeira. So today you say the gzeira doesn't apply, like we do by Gailui. If there's a gzeira for a reason, if the reason doesn't apply, the gzeira falls off. So the truth is, what does that mean? Tyson Bates asks that. Tyson Bates asks, if you make something for gzeira, right? Tyson and Bates says, and Av Lamed, that today you're allowed to dance, because the ease of dancing is that you may fix an instrument, and today we don't know how to fix an instrument, so you're allowed to dance. Taisa says, Shemisakin Klishir, Zak Taisin Beitza Daf Lamed, Umila Didan Shari, you're allowed to dance. The Daf could be a main, Shubikim Lassas Klishir. They knew how to fix instruments in those days.
So they should be able to play an instrument too.
So the Achronim ask on Tosfos, if you take this argument to its extreme, so you should be able to play instruments. The whole reason you can't play instruments. So the truth is, they used to be experts in instruments. Chaim is right. Tosis' whole theory is far-fetched. It's true that way. So Tosis and Beit, called Mitzvah Minyan. So Tosis says, what is Tosis? A Mayim Megulim. Tosis brings in Mayim Megulim, I believe. In Beitza. That Mitzvah Minyan is a lot that, you know?
The truth is, Mayim Megulim, like you said, it's different, but it is different.
I'll tell you why it's
because
different.
Because the Gemara, many, all over, was giving cases where Mayim Megulim is not a problem.
Right.
So you see that the Gemara is here you're loud.
The Gemara by Mayim Megulim, if it goes drip, drip, wherever no shash of snakes. Yeah. You see clearly they didn't make it wasn't like a low plug.
Right.
Mayim Megulim, that's correct. But by Stam Yeinam, you don't see that. So that's why I felt it was strange that the Taz is comparing. See, what we said in Menachem is there are two types of the Rabbanans. A gzeira, if you make a gzeira, this, you may do that. If the gzeira doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply anymore. Some people want to be mata medicine today. Medicine, the gzeira, you may grind the pills. Today, don't make our own medicine. Some people are makel. I get upset. They want to be makel on medicine. Medicine is a gzeira. You may grind, and today nobody grinds their own medicine, so you should be able to take medicine. Now open Judaism, I mean the real Gedolim, who say that today medicine should be mutter. But chas v'sham, tzedav v'sheb'minyan. See, this Taz seems to be saying if it's a gzera, it could be stam yenam, is not a gzera. The Rabbanan made Stam Yeinam like Yayin Nesach. I call it a Takana. And that's, maybe that's what Tais means, a Chavtes. Because remember,
you brought a Rambam there.
What's the difference between the Takana and Gzera?
See, Gzera means don't do this, you may come to do that. That's Gzera. Takana means, the Lashon of the Taz was, at the end of the Taz at the beginning, that they were geyser. Don't use the word geyser. They made a takana that stam yeinam has a din of yayin nesach. The rabbanim was saying to treat stam yeinam like yayin nesach. It's also bad enough. Not because if you do this, you may do that. So if it's a takana, then yeah, davshim minyan tzarich minyan lachelatira. If it's a gzeira, this is what the Taz is saying. When it's a gzeira, like today with the mayim megulim, no snakes, the gzeira is off. But Tzvi is right. I didn't like that. I didn't understand that sushtel. Because in the Gemara, you see clearly where there's no snakes, there's no shash, they weren't geyser. But on Stam Yeinam, they made this gzeira. They didn't make any exceptions. They didn't say this situation, it's mutter. So that's why I didn't like that sushtel.
Gemara
so
used the term gzeira, or do you use the Gemara used the takana?
We have a Stam Yeinam? Neither. See, the Gemara says, Elon Shalom Sulin Sisa Noah. And the Gemara says, Yain Minolan. Yain Minolan. So Tais says, what do you mean, Yain Minolan? It's Stam Yena. We're dealing with Yain. You see, it fits very well, the Taz with the Taisvis. Because the Gemara Mishnah is talking about Stam Yena, Mizasabad Noah. Like the Machaba Paskins. So the Gemara says, Yain Minolan. So fake Taisvis. And the Gemara brings the din of Yain Nesach. Yain Nesach is Asabad Noah. Fake Taisis. We're not Mishnah is not talking about Yain Nesach. It's talking about Stam Yenim, Yain of a Goy. So Taisis says, Zak Taisis, coming in Minolam, Hamasnisim I bestam Yenim, Ugzered Rabbanan he, Ugzered Rabbanan, Shegozu al Yenim, Mishum Benoiseya. He doesn't mean Chasnos, Chasnos. So Taisis said, that is Taisis' answer. Hisham Devada is a Chavtesmit base, the first mission in the Sugya in the middle of the second parak. Devada ik gzeir destam yenam mishum noseya. Miu loya oisimosa hana mitamze. But I'm saying you have to make an isad not looks like pas, shemen, pitam shimna. They made it of the Rabban and kiyayin nesach gomer. Beferish, right? Not exer. That's the Taz. Taisus Lashon is beferish of the Rabbanim Ki Yayin Nesach Gomer. Not exer of Yayin Nesach. See, exer would mean if you're going to have stam yain of a guy, you'll drink yain of a guy that was mitznase. That's it's not exer. Taisus is clear, right? It's a takana. Asu shesav yunech shasu min atara mishum de damila. Mishum de damila.
So if not for that, then you should be able to drink Gallo wine or something like that. The commercial wine.
No, but I'm saying. Oh, you're saying, but I'm saying palter. No, but I think by wine, that's like pas palter. But wine is much more strict. They weren't, I think, Chaim is saying, but I'm saying.
Well, we already said it in more, I think. The wine brings people closer together.
Yeah, but commercial wine.
Yeah, who's it?
Now you're Gallo daughter. You're Gallo daughter.
Yeah, I hear you. You have a good time, but I don't think we say that by wine. Even though you're dining good, but I don't think we say that by wine.
Still exist then?
Because it's a takana. They want guys that don't do this because you'll do that. They say you're not worried. I'll do that.
Why can't you even say that zera? The zera mishum chasnas, right? And you don't do it because you.
Well, chasnas is still today,
right?
And achanami. But why is it asabanah today? The only reason it's asabanah. So that's what the Taz means. Some Rishonim learn it's a gzera of Stam Yenam Atu.
What's Gallo's wine?
Commercial wine. There should be no chasnas.
Right. But I don't think we don't hold that way by wine. Like bread.
No chasnas. Why is it no chasnas?
No.
You don't deal with Gallo. It's a commercial.
Why is chasnas?
You drink with a guy, you socialize with a guy. Stay away from
gallons of wine. You sit down.
We already said sorry that wine is worse than bread because wine, it brings people really close together.
Okay. So let's. Let's move over to Reb Moshe's Truvis blended.
The Yain Mevushel only helps for
the sherry cask?
Yain Mevushel. So what's the din of Yain Mevushel? Of Yain Mevushel. We say guy can touch it, and it's mutter. See, I'm a little confused. Yain Mevushel is Yain Mevushel.
You can drink.
It helps,
right?
You can
drink
it.
Right.
There's no chasnas because it's not chashev anymore.
You know, the Shach says, Rav Moshe is very makel, that Anias Taiti to makel. The Shach says that it's Yam Avoshel. It's right here. You have it in front of you. Uh-huh. On the bottom of the sheet. Yam Shalano, Shalik Chavim Mutter, to drink. Mutter, afilu b'shtiyah shach, sifkat and vav. Umeim se nikwe mevushel, k'sher siach agave yesh, it boiled on the fire. Zot the shach, k'sher siach agave yesh, ta'ayna shismatu mimidoso al yedei resichas. It minimized the amount by boiling it. Rav Moshe Paskins, that yatzo lettuce bowl, it's mutter. 160, I think. 165. One shuvah, steer in shuvahs. One shuvah, he felt from, he said 175. And a different shuvah, he says 165. It's a very big chumrah on the
Yishtayt. So what's pasteurized? They pasteurize
wine. Yeah, so they do it at 165, I think.
Pasteurization.
They flash it. They bring up their...
It doesn't matter.
So what would it care? What difference make?
Yeah. I have to tell you...
So Reb Moshe holds, once... First it says, siach means boil.
But the boiling point of wine could be different from water. It's alcohol. Alcohol boils at...
Boils less? Much
less. Lower.
I don't know that. So, no. But the, so Reb Moshe says... You know what Reb Moshe holds? Reb Moshe says, if it's Yatzo Ledes, if it's 165, he says, Machmi is Machmi. He says, a Machmi, one place says 175, and then Chubi says 165. And he says that once it's that hot, Yatzo Ledes, it's certainly been Mimayit. So what's the Shach saying? The Mechaba says that it's Memesanikum Vuchi Mishasiach HaGeresh. Zot the Shach, the Hainu. She's might me dos I day resicha. It's got it. So Reb Moshe learns what this means. It's every yad so led this bow. It's already. It's automatically less.
You are listening now, to Ben's Torah.
To me, it's a very big cooler. Many paiskim hold. You need yarsiach. You need to boil. I don't know the degree. I don't know what degree wine boils on. But does it really?
Look it up.
Google.
He's my information.
It all depends. What
okay, let's see Reb Moshe's tshuva on blended.
And by the way,
what's blended?
Over here?
Blended, they put a little wine.
Sometimes a little brandy in
there. A little wine in liquor. Blended liquors, they put a little wine. They don't do it in
America. Not
America.
Allowed in America. That's the basis of the heter of blended.
But not Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe, but it was allowed. Reb Moshe is not saying it's not allowed.
Passed laws that you're not allowed to put wine with whiskey. You're not allowed to mix.
No, but this little you're probably allowed. 1/40th you're probably allowed.
I don't think anything.
Well, let's see the truth.
I read some stuff.
You know, what diminishes. You know, things evaporate when it's an open.
It's open.
The wines that we have over here are all closed.
They're sealed.
The closed system. They don't lose anything.
Alcohol comes to a boil at 73 degrees.
That's pure alcohol. That's it. It's pure alcohol.
It doesn't matter, but the alcohol within it will boil out.
No,
alcohol in it doesn't.
Because that's it. Has yes, it does.
But you have the sugars which increase the boiling.
Doesn't matter.
The alcohol will begin to evaporate
inside the alcohol.
Yeah. When it begins to evaporate.
So in a sauce, for example, the alcohol will begin to evaporate before the water does.
Way before. And it explodes.
We don't care the degree alcohol boils. We declare the degree that this thing that has 10% or 20%.
If the alcohol boils, then
it
reduces
content.
But it doesn't boil if it's together with
the alcohol
separates
boil
alcohol.
Out. Will evaporate from it, right. Even though it's mixed in.
I mean,
it will boil.
That's what he's saying. It's mimite. That's what's mimite about it.
But these are the alcohol starts to boil out.
But the thing is, these are closed systems, and I think from growth system, nothing evaporates. It stays in there.
So Chaim is arguing that they do it sealed, so nothing evaporates. So Chaim is arguing that it doesn't lose anything because it's sealed.
They throw a little bit of wine into.
They make flambé. The way the wine is made by wine companies is a closed system. They can reach 170, 180 degrees and not and it won't diminish the alcohol content.
That's a different objection.
It's a good time. That's why he's been tidy for the last 5 minutes. Uh-huh. That it's sealed, so it doesn't diminish. So the shaila is, does it mean, it would diminish.
Yes.
Since it would diminish, that's what he means?
This is just defining what it means to boil, that's all.
Right.
He's really explaining what boiling means. Boiling means that...
Reb Moshe is a little misupik about that. Is that what he's explaining? The Rishonim say, Mehem esay nikra mevushel, misher siach agabei ha'esh. So either that means yatzaledis, which in my understanding means boil. I was talking about it's not boiling.
The liquid turns to a gas. That's
siach means boil. It doesn't mean liquid turning to a gas. The Rashb and the Ran say, Dainish is might me midas, ayde resicha. that it diminishes because of the boiler. You want to say it's the alcohol that's evaporating. So Chaim's tiny, it's sealed. Nothing is evaporating.
It doesn't matter if it's sealed because you're going to get a bubble that's on the top of the thing. It's going to stay there.
But it'll come down. Now it comes right back in.
Not everything.
It cools down. Okay, good. You want to be Mekel? I'm fine with it. Okay. Kibalt Mechtava Yakar. This is with Elizabeth Pinchas Teitz. This was again a big debate with Rabbi Teitz and Rabbi Moshe. Kibalt Mechtava Yakar. Blended Hitachas Hashkachasa. Tights made Ashgach and blended whiskeys. Of some blended Shalobat Aruvus Yahin with glycerin. He's going to discuss glycerin also. It's a milk product, I think. Vaniyamar lo Yashir Kayach Bazin. What a mitzvah. She a royal mahadrin. I'm going to give four reasons Rabbi Moshe will give you if he's matarit. Lizoy mitvarm shitzarcharas chacha. See, first he says that, you know, anything that needs a Ras Chacham, it's a sugin in Chulin, that Yechezkel was Machmer. If you need a rabbi to be Matarit, I'm a Machmer. Something that needs a Ras Chacham, you should... No, the Chulin, that Memdal, Divsik Baramos of Simkuf Design, the Kosh came as there, Shishgam Oisrin. The people that Aser it, we'll see in the Tshuva. The Gaman Af Shani Matir, Mani Matir. Even though I'm matter, nizra ani ba'atzmi, mishtos blended, Ramayisha says I'm machmer, rak b'chavura, it's a group, shalomechse ki yuhara, see Ramayisha's humility.
I feel like that.
Yeah, shalomechse ki yuhara, you see, shosim mashu levorach mamsub im kenot. He makes a lechaim, isn't that beautiful?
Sorry.
Yeah, Ramayisha, so it shouldn't be yuhara.
Now I'm going to take this home with me. This is 70 years ago.
Tavshin Ches, exactly 70 years ago. Exactly. Adashani, exactly 70 years ago. So Moshe says, Altsiura, he's matrit, but he doesn't drink it. But Altsiura, when they serve it, he'll make a lechaim, he'll take a sip. And the first one, Sumikanog, Adi Tavshin Yansel, blended below Shum Shash. So Moshe says, you did a great thing. Avaladina. And so blended Ashayesh Shash Shema Arvimbo Chlech Echomer Boim Yayin. 1/40th of wine. Shayesh Shash, that the Ma'arvit, 1/40th of Yayin, Mutta Bishtir. The Nifsak Besimen Kuflamadal Tsefei. The Yayin bottle Beshisha Chalokin. We're going to have it at the end of Avodah Zarah. Yayin is bottle Beshisha Chalokin. Avshe Besimen Kufchav Gimel Sif Ches. Heviar Amor Beis Shitas. The Ramah quotes two opinions. If you need 60 or 6, it's an amazing thing. Some shittas hold you need 60, and some shittas hold as the Ramosha Shach Paskins only 6. Maybe Ramah Beis Shittas. Mikomam Alok Matim Tisa B'Shachsham Sifkot Tezayin Dochi Kaimala. The Shach says, we Paskin, you only need 6 to me Mavatal wine. Vav Shekos Vash Shach B'Simin Kuf Lamedal Sifkon Chavav. The B'Tavshel Shemash Picho Osat Shishim. A tavshil shemashpicha, a tavshil where the wine is. That's when you're mixing wine in water, or maybe wine in liquor. But a tavshil shemashpicha, it's atzad shishim. If the wine is mashpiach the tavshil, the wine makes it delicious. Atzad shishim, ein biyaser chomres tavshil. It says schnapps yayin sarf doesn't have the chomer of tavshil. The adraba. Matzino shitas harashbats shebemashkim charifim kesheicher, sharp things like liquor and beer. Chdame mispatlo bepachas imrakaroyvu sheicher linyan bracha. See, now Rabbi Moshe goes out on a limb because he's comparing bracha to yeridaya. So he says, he admits, yeah, I know you can't compare it, but he doesn't like it. It should be the opposite. See, by bracha ilchas brachas, it says in ilchas brachas state that. If you have rye beer, you don't make a bar priya gofen. But what does that have to do with bittel? That's legabi bar priya gofen. So I don't want to dwell on this too much because it's very schwer. It's very schwer comparison. So if you turn over the sheet and the rest of Rabbi Moshe's tshuva, it's a long tshuva. I picked out to show you what the third sheet. We're up to the third sheet.
Can you talk about that with Sherry Fast?
Yeah, he does. It's funny. It blended. This is the only tshuva. I couldn't find that tshuva and sherry. I looked all over for it. He does have. I couldn't find that tshuva. What?
The That's what I heard.
Yeah, but I couldn't find that shuva. Maybe it's printed in some magazine or something. I couldn't find that shuva. So, okay. So, yeah, so he
I have a blend that is good, then Sherry Cask is definitely good. That's much less.
Right, right. He's even pouring in, he's saying as long as you have six parts, it's bottle and sheish.
Yeah.
That's how we pass it.
But the Gemara was talking about, who was it that they had the barrel and the shards from the barrel and they used it?
Harris Hadrini.
Right, Hadrini, Hadrian.
Yeah. So is that six parts water? I guess not. It's much. I guess it was much more than six parts water. Wine. You're right. That if that would be six parts water, one part wine, the chard should be mutter. So you know, Rav Moshe learns pshat. So why is a bottle in six? So there's the Mata Yonos, it says it's nice in time of gam. So Moshe gets very upset. He says people put a little wine, like your wife, my wife, you like a little, put a little wine in the water, it makes it delicious. Right. So when it's nice in time of gam, there's one of the Achronim, so Moshe doesn't accept that. He says, I guess maybe his wife did it also, some men do it. You put in water, you put in a little wine, it gives a nice taste.
Cooler.
It's not worse in time of gam. The answer is, Moshe says, it takes out, it doesn't have it's kiyuva ba'alma. The wine loses its flavor, and now it's just kiyuva, it's just sharpness. Rav Moshe is like, it's alumnus. So some Rishonim say, Allah should nice in time of gam, because they don't mean that. They mean that it's not wine anymore. Once it's watered down so much, six parts, it's not wine anymore, just kiyuva ba'alma. It's like a sharpness. It's not called tam yayim anymore. So he's arguing with the Mata Yonos, and the Mata Yonos says it's nice in time of gam. He says, no, it isn't. Aleinu Muvin, you look at the second column on top, the fourth line, and that the Mata Yonos on Aleinu Muvin Klal, the Chiyayim Pogim Samayim. See, the Mata Yonos, you know, it's Rabbi Yonos and Abishitz. He learns that the wine ruins the water. He says, the Chiyayim Pogim Samayim, Havadi Lom Nachash HaMetzias, Shabi B'nei Adam, Nosim La'at Yayim Ba'mayim, Sheshosim La'atim Yoyser. They put in a little wine to make the water delicious. Achub Demuter, Vom She'am Kodem, Miklash Tam Ayayin, it weakens the taste of the Yayin, Shirak Kiyua Ba'alma. And it becomes only a sharpness. It's not the taste of wine anymore. Once the wine is so watered down, it loses the taste of wine. That's what Moshe learns. And he brings the Prima Gadim, learns that way. He says, it's mocha. Then locate my tamamut bebeis kosis. He brings the sugulate in Avodah Zarah. He brings many rayas that it doesn't mean nice and tam of gam. It means that it doesn't have the taste of wine anymore because it gets so weak that it loses the taste of wine, so it doesn't asa. See, most things, if they give taste, it's just called they give taste, the thing is giving taste. This is by wine, if it's so diluted, six parts wine, it doesn't... It says, Od Yesh Lahater, next paragraph. Then I'll give you the four reasons why he's machmir, it's very important. V'yoy Yesh Lahater, Osa blended. You don't taste it. Legal, Tzvi, you spoke about legal. You don't have to mention it. If it's less, he says American law, if it's less than 1/40, you don't have to mention. 1/40, he says. That's American law. I know nothing about this. Rav Moshe must have checked it out. He says you don't have to, if it's less than 1/40, so if you need 1/60, then it'll be awesome. It's going to be 1/60, and you have to mix, and you don't have to mention in the ingredients. You get Efshar Sham Yayin, Avadi Sheish blended Shav Sham Yayin, Rak Minim Ksherim, O Yayin Sarf Bechodesh, became Shu Isid Rabbanim, Talim and Lakula. So he says, it's only a Safek. We don't know if they mixed in wine, these blended, Shemach Yadur Sheish Minshenim Urb Yayin, Butal Likach, Bechol Misafik, Talim Lakula, Midrabbanah. This is another heter, he says. Because it's only Midrabanan anyway. Why it's only Midrabanan? Because it's Tam Yena. The whole Isser is Midrabanan. It's Tam Yena. So you don't know if they mixed it in. So who says you have to be Machmer? Rakvim Yaduah Shabbos Shabbos. He says two lines from the bottom. If you know they mixed it in, then you need my heter. The Ramah, the sheet of the Mechaber, it's 1/6 this bottle. That's Ach Mikom Yesh La'at Mit Hamarishin Shukataz Shachras Adin Kamosa Mashigam Hashach Lopogav B'mashkim Chirifim. See, this Shachin Taz is this het only by water or other things? This het of 1/6, is it only by water or all things? This is not water, this is liquor. So water is mevatel yayim 1/6. So he's mafalpul a lot about that Ramayish. He means machlekes taz and shach, and he paskins like the taz. He says Rai is most achrenim like the taz. Normally we paskin like the shach. That all things are 1/6, not only water. Now he says v'zeludina halfway down the third column. He's going to give four reasons why you should be machmir and blended. And some of them are very interesting.
Look, yeah, I was so. This is
the
one that people get the sherry cask from.
Really?
Yeah, this is the one.
V'zel l'din, al nefesh yesh al atzmo yitzat. Okay, four reasons. He's going to give four reasons why you should be mach. Chada, da'arbe poiskim savrei, d'stam yenim gam ezman ezel osabano, the machaber. You want to be mekel? You be mekel like the Ramah that stamyenim is mutabanoa, but harbe poskim savri. The stamyenim gam is manosabanoa. Remember, we had in the Taz: is it a takana or a gzera? If it's a takana, that's asabanoa today. So that's one reason to be machmir. You're having hanoa. Now, you say, what do you mean you're having hanoa? I thought it's batal. See, he's going to learn the bittel only works that you're not consuming it. But it's called you're having hanah from it. Why are you having hanah from it? I mean, if it's bottle, it's bottle. So why? So he's going to say, I think. Even the matirim, they said it's only, that's why you know you can collect the chai from guy. The Ramah said, if a guy owes you money, you collect wine. Because you'll lose, it's matzal miyadam. V'ayim betazam, v'shach, v'im keim l'mashi b'yadi, shalad ma'anah, ah. Ramay shows there is a pleasure. You're having hanoah. Everybody said, does this make sense to you? Mm-hmm. If it's a bottle, you're allowed to drink it, but if it's asabanoah, you're having hanoah from it because it's giving taste. Yeah, but the thing that's giving taste is bottle. He wants to learn, Reb Moshe, that if it be an isanah, then that won't help the bittel that he's saying. Bottle 1/6. It's not considered drinking it. But since it's giving a nice taste, so it's giving you hanah. Yeah, but if it's bottle, who cares if it's giving the hanah, but it was bottle. I mean, see, you do have the din, kol shato mahaya imenu. Yeah, we have that din, the yayin nesach, whatever you make into it, it remains asa. But this thing is bottle. It's not halach. It's not yayin anymore. If there's six parts water, six parts other drinks, it's not yayin. So who cares? You're having anor from it. So this chumr l'char is a pella. This the first reason to be machmer is hard to understand. He wants to say that if this heter is only if only like I'll be drinking it. So it's not called you drank the wine. But if it's also about hanah, you're having hanah from the wine because it makes a good taste.
Does bittel apply to hanah?
Of course. Yeah. Something that's also about hanah can be bought.
I would argue that increases the volume, so you have hanah from it. If you increases the volume, you have hanah. It doesn't have anything to do with taste.
It's just a drop, though, especially if it's 1/40th. It's less than 1/40th. It's a little. How much does it increase?
But he doesn't say it. He says,
Umayi, yes, Ramosha. He can't write to me. The Rechaba paskins it's also by Noah, and he holds his mutter b'sheish. So he's yes on himself. For the Shtira Mechaba. The Ramosha is saying if it's also by Noah, so then it doesn't help the bittel. Yeah. Well, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Very nice. The Gamash Mechabab Shasovid the Samin Asabana. Gamiz Manazeh. Mechabah doesn't bring any head to today. Mechabah holds Mizmanazeh. So I think Sfardim. I don't know if Sfardim may make on this. Pasuk become on the Miftal Beshisha. Ula Yeshlok me. Divershe Lesley Hanomizeh. Because Lishdos Mayim Bilvad Litzama. It's talking me Avnahana. He doesn't like the, he just wants water. He wants water. Rav Moshe's doichik, it means in that, it's a case where you're not having enough. If you'd be having enough, then he wouldn't be matter. Ulayish looked at me, struggling. Shumanah. Each year. Yeah.
I mean, if it turns into water, it's still like having enough. You can have enough from water too. It turns into water, so you're having enough.
What?
I said, if it turns into
water. You're saying more than the Baal Gibra is saying.
You're having enough from it too.
He says, Doch HaGadol, he admits from Moshe, the next paragraph, the fourth paragraph, and then the fourth column, of Doch HaGadol, look me, Divrei Mechabu, Bekim Tegazu. Prachikos HaMuta, Fil Beshtia. He doesn't say it's only if you only want to drink water, the Moshe makes Kosh came, Shabbat no HaMuta, Fabano Kagom, Bemechir, Shosim Badze, Yosim Mikvi, Shivim Maim, Levad, Yesh Lesa. What happens if it's more expensive because it has the wine in there? Chitzach Lamed, Besavra Mechabu. Oh, like I was arguing that once it's spotel berov, it's like it's not there at all.
So
we shall know either. Okay, he gives all kinds of lumdish of Reb Chaim's chakira. Is tam kiker a new iser, or it's that the iser is not batel? He's claiming like a lot of lumdish here. See, Reb Moshe holds it like this. What Reb Moshe is saying is, his lumdis, why is machmer? It's an inyan to be machmer. Because if it's drinking it, it's bottled, it's kiyo ba'alma. But yayin esach, if it's asabano, so you make it into something else. We learned. If you make yayin into chametz, the isa remains, right?
Yes.
It doesn't matter that it's not your wine anymore. Wine turns into vinegar.
Right.
It's still asa. Right. Now, that's only a din in Hanah, though, only because it's asa banah. If it would only be asa b'shtiyah, then it would be mutter, you mean. So what Moshe is saying, that whatever you turn it into, like turn it into dirt, it's still asa. Kol ha-nisrafim, afran, mutter, but that's only nisrafim. The yayin stam is not nisrafim. So the afar is asa, b'hanah. See, he's learning, Rav Moshe is learning, that the bittel doesn't make it, that doesn't exist. If I are you having hanor from it? It's just like gabi the shti, you're not drinking it, because it doesn't taste like wine anymore. But having hanor from it, so according to the Mechaber, that stam yayin is asbanor, he doesn't like the heter of blended. Next, Shainis. That Rishon Savri, the gam yayin b'mayin tzach shish. I mentioned this at the beginning of the shiur. It's a machlok, so you need 6 or 60. Wine and water. Two sheetahs in the Shulchan Aruch. If you need 60 or 6, it's a machlokes. So he says, Habri Rishonim, Sabri Gam B'yayim B'mayim, Tzach Shishim. It's machlokes Rishonim. V'yesh Tabal Nefesh Lachosh. So he's saying, don't drink, you shouldn't drink blended, because maybe you need 60, and it's not 60. They don't have to put it in the ingredients if it's even just 140-ish. Shutza Af Shem Mechaber Ramo, Chuyah Shem Akim Shavot HaBashisha. Mechaber and the Ramah make it that way. Then the truth is, the Ramah brings both opinions. Ramah brings both opinions. The Shach says we pass on that opinion. Shlishis. So that's another reason to be machmer. Maybe you need shishim. Shlishis.
Even if you need shishim, isn't it shishim? So
in the sherry, that's the thing. I guess it depends. See, some shishim, would it give taste? Though it's davar charif, is the yayin charif. It wouldn't give taste. What if it's only shishim? Usually we say shishim doesn't give taste unless it's like a tavlin berries, but yayin wouldn't give taste, right? It doesn't give taste. Like you say, the sherry caskets.
Why did they put
over the years?
Is that because
it doesn't give taste? So that's what I discuss with people who are the big.
Does it give taste?
And some claim that they could taste.
They could taste
like
it.
Coke and Pepsi. It's just their imagination.
Yeah, well, they see. And most people can't. You and I probably wouldn't be able to taste it. The big connoisseurs.
Yeah, I know.
So is that called taste? Is that called taste? Only 1 in 1,000,000, 1 in 100,000 people can taste it? Is that called taste? You and me, the regular person, won't taste.
Some people argue, because I read a little article on this, that it's not to give taste, it's to take away from the takes of the oak. The oak would
right.
Otherwise be
I read
bad
that also,
taste.
So I'm one of the truths,
and
yeah.
If you use a sherry,
it counteracts
that.
So that's not called giving taste, Lachar.
Yes.
being zero. Part of the problem in a barrel is that the wood gives it a certain woody taste, yes. And the wine counteracts that. So that's
what did they pour the wine in that mixture? What was it called?
Oh, you just said it earlier. What was that? I don't never heard of that.
No. They put it into the dung.
You mean the Marias? Marias.
Yes.
Marias. They put it into the Marias, right? But that was for taste, look. That wasn't this. I mean, that wasn't barrels. That was for taste. So he says, "Mashvi Yosef, those who shall mashke machishin, only water." See, he discussed this by
such a discrepancy of 6.
60, right.
Where's
that discrepancy? It's a sigil in Avodah Zarah. It's amazing, right? They're going from 6 to 60. Like, it's not, you know, it's huge, right? 10 times. 6 to 60. Pashas Hashamba, Huat Shishim, Veshman Mechshosh Lazer. So his next chumrah is to be Chayshis, that you need 60. 6 is not enough in water. It's a Machlek Vishayna. Nachaim wants to know, how do you get this? It's totally in a sugya. We didn't learn the sugya at the end, in another month, the end of the ayin, so we could have a sugya. We'll see the Gemara's Chaim in our daf. So he says, Shmi Machmir. So far we have three reasons. What was his three reasons? His first reason was that Stamyen today is Asabana. And if it's Asabana, then Bittel doesn't work. If it's Asabana, Bittel doesn't work. Then what was the second reason that you need 60? Six is not enough, you need 60.
The Mechaber was the second reason. The Mechaber doesn't hold like this at all. That's it.
I mean, it's not Chosh. Abi posim stamienam comes out of Sabano. That's not so posh either, but he's assuming if it's a Sabano, then there won't be a heter of. Only Asavishtia, this heter works of 6 only if it's Asavishtia. If it's Asabana, then it'll still be Asa. Then what's the second reason? Shainis, Sadigam Yain Bimayim Tzach Shishin. You need 60. The third thing is that maybe it's only water. Maybe the heter is only water. He says fourth or third, that's the fourth thing. Revius, I'm skipping the third thing, I can't find it. He says, Shlishis, I'm saying that paragraph, a few lines. Shlishis, Dasan Kuris Kesef, Ibishai Mashke Machishim. Only water. What is Mevatel wine? The Shach, the Kuris Kesef. Oh, it's only water, it's 6. Other Mashkim, you need 60. This is not water, this is a liquor. Pashas Hashramo, who had Shishim. Other liquids, that need Shishim. Just water is mutter in 6. Like a Gemara laid in Avodah Zarah. V'yeshavah chosh lozeh. The first Urak l'mashke sheikh rifin. He wants to say Rav Moshe, but a sharp mashke, everyone will be 6. Says machlokes the shach and the taz, if other mashke. So Moshe wants to say that a sharp mashke like liquor shouldn't be less than water. And revius, shittes the mati on a son, that if it's only at pagan. The mati on his son, remember that's the one he didn't like. The mati on his son holds it's only mutter, it's nice in time of gam. Rav Moshe says, I know it, my wife puts a little wine and water, it's delicious. So the mati on his son holds that, there's nice in time of gam. So if it makes it better tasting, if it adds to the taste, it's awesome. So these are the four reasons Rav Moshe's machmer unblended.
His wife is adding sweet wine.
It doesn't matter. But he's saying when you mix it,
like a wine into
that's a cooler. But you put regular wine into it, it's horrible.
Yeah, you mean it's malaga, it's sugar. Right. You're right. So what are the four chumras? The four chumras, why is machmer unblended, is A, the sheet is mechaber, that's asabano, even bismar hazeh stein yainan, and then it doesn't help, he holds that it's bottle and 6. The second one is that you need 60, that you need sisim, the sheet is they need shishim. The third one is that only water is mevatel, but other mashkim, not mevatel in 6. And the fourth one is sheet is matayonasan, if it only is nice in town of God. He doesn't learn like the Prima Gadim. It's like the Prima Gadim at the Yonah's son. If the heter of 6 of water is nice, time of gam. But if it's Shevach, it's Aser. This does some Shevach, this wine and the blended. So that's why he says you should be Machmer. So וזה נאכל אני אצטער להלוכל למייסה. ועדש אף שאין לעשר, תוותוב עשי ידידי. So again, he's so nice from Moshe. So he says to Rav Tights, this was a big, see Rav Tights, I saw another tshuva, kept on trying to ask her. Rav Tights kept on writing back tshuvas. Maybe it's Asatz. This reason, he claims, but I found before she reshined him not that way in Paiskim. He tells her, Moshe, the heter of six is only before it became Yayin Nesach. But it's already Yayin Nesach. There's no heter of six. But it's not Amos. The Paiskim say Beferish. Even if it's already Asr, it's Mutter in six. So he didn't give in Rav Moshe. He still matter. But he said, you did a great thing giving a hechsher. Because these four reasons, they should be matter.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.